Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
It's our Ideas Matter segment, checking in with the public humanities for the final time, calendar year 2014. Our chance to speak in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas. Today we check in with the Pennsylvania Humanities Council and their Commonwealth Speaker Series, where they present experts from a variety of backgrounds, arts and museum educators, folk artists, dancers, musicians, scholars, who offer presentations on a wide range of popular topics. Kelly Armour brings 20 years' experience as a professional folk musician and storyteller to her Commonwealth speaker presentation entitled All Stories Are True and Some Have Actually Happened. It's an interactive presentation on storytelling and traditional music. Kelly Armour, a great pleasure to welcome you to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
It's a great title, All Stories Are True and Some Have Actually Happened. How did you come to that?
I heard a storyteller say that once, and it resonated with me because it really is. Stories. There is a kind of truth to all stories that we can hear as true, even though the idea of things being literally true might not hold sway. There is a deeper truth to all stories.
So, what got you? Down this road of storytelling and especially really telling stories in the 21st century.
Well, it happened because I guess to sum it up, I was a frustrated classical flute player looking for an alternative. I realized when I was in college that I wasn't really, as much as I loved playing the flute, that up until then had been really just classical repertoire, and I thought there's got to be more than this. I love classical music, but not enough to get into that cutthroat classical music world and the competitiveness. And I thought, I don't really want to specialize in that. What else is there? And I just sort of stumbled upon some African music, got really interested in that, decided I should go to Africa and check it out for myself and experience it in the most traditional way possible, and that it changed my life. It changed how I looked at so many different things because I plunked myself in the middle of oral societies, and they think about the world differently, and they think about music differently. I noticed these people sang all the time. I mean, when you're in a traditional society, you're not surrounded by all this technology. You make your own entertainment. And you don't have the specialization that we do here in our society where so everybody grows their own food, everybody sings, everybody dances, everybody tells stories. So when I came back to the United States and I started to look around, I was still thinking of myself really as a musician, and I thought, wow, gee, I should learn something about American traditional music. And I found other folk musicians, and then that opened this whole world of storytelling because they often are, they hang out in the same circles as the folk musicians. And I thought, wait a minute, storytelling, oh my gosh, I've been doing that my whole life. I never really thought about it as its own art form. And we never talked about it as storytelling as when I was a kid, but hey, the dinner table was important.
Right.
And everybody was expected to say something interesting about what had happened, that to them that day.
It is. Is there a component of it? Do you believe that is genetic, or at least cultural?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, different cultures really emphasize different things, and the culture of every family is actually different too. I mean, there's some families they really encourage people to be, to tell tall tales. I know that it wasn't. I wasn't brought up to lie, but I was brought up, let's say, to embellish sometimes because people laughed more, and I wanted to make people laugh. So, and when you look at things like tall tales, really, again, you're embellishing things to make a point, not to try to trick people. So and then I think the tall tale grows out of a tradition where you say, well, you know, Michael is, oh, Uncle Michael was always late. Well, you know, then the next time they tell it, he's so late, it took him not just, you know, he was 20 minutes late, and then it becomes an hour, and then, boy, a couple of generations later, it takes him days to show up, you know.
And it makes a better story.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So when it comes to the programs that you're doing in Pennsylvania, what is the message you're trying to drive home? I mean, there's obviously, okay, we're telling this story, but there's more to it than that, of course.
Well, yeah, it really is about who we are as people and how we think about ourselves and how we think about our culture and our history. It's sometimes I get people to tell stories of one another, and very often the best way to get people to tell stories is just to ask them, well, what's the story of your name, any one of your names? And almost everybody's got something to tell about that, about their first name or their middle name or their last name. And then to get people to think, wow, if this is a taste of what your understanding of history was like, how would that be different from the history that we think of, which is this sort of objective things in books that aren't really necessarily connected to us? And these are, you know, the stories that we tell to one another are, you know, they're deeply part of who we are. And we tell stories. We're hardwired as a human species to tell stories to one another. Not everybody calls them that. But you know, amongst your colleagues, who are the people that are the raconteurs, who will talk about what happened to them over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and there's something wonderful about that, because it is the collective memory of that family, or even stories amongst organizations or companies of people who work together. Oh, you remember when so-and-so did.
Well, and it's one of those things where you so often hear people who are good storytellers, and people will say to them, oh, you know, you're so great at stories. I never have anything like that happen to me. But of course, they do. They just don't have the ear for it, right?
Right, and they don't think about it. The storyteller is the one who has really been conscious of what has happened to them and figured out how to frame it. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about folk tales, is that they come prepackaged in this wonderful beginning, middle, end. But it's much harder to tell, or at least to perform, a story about your own life, because our lives don't have that very neat beginning, middle, end. You have to figure out, well, where am I going to start to tell this story, and how am I going to finish it? That's the work of telling a story, or performing a story, so to speak, about your own life. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. The more that you do it, the more that you remember.
The actual program that you do, I mean, there music is a component of it as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it can be, absolutely. Yeah, because they're intrinsically tied together too. If you think about the stories that you had and the songs of your childhood, they really are linked, and they kind of, I mean, well, at least for me, they kind of inhabit that same sort of realm. But also getting people to think about, you know, how those folk tales, I mean, those are also really important, and they also have these deep truths to them. And that's why we keep telling them over and over and over again. And you don't even have to understand and be conscious of the message in them to get the power of them. So, like, the Cinderella story, I think, is this amazingly wonderful story. I mean, I think Disney has kind of co-opted it and turned it into how the beautiful girl gets the prince. But if you look at lots and lots of versions about it, really it's about the power of being kind and having humility, but also the problem of being kind and having so much humility that you get taken advantage of, and standing up for yourself, but not overdoing
right.
It, you know? And it's a story of basically a girl. Sometimes there's actually boy Cinderella stories too, that's kind of bullied by older siblings and is meant to is belittled constantly, so they think very little of themselves, but they try to be good, they try to be kind, they try to do the right thing. And then at some point you have this intervention, you know, from some sort of, you know, fairy godmother or a leprechaun or a fairy who says, oh, hey, you don't need to do this. Come on, you can do it. And they assert themselves, and then oftentimes they're rewarded by all of the different people that they have shown kindness to. That's a wonderful story.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kelly Armour is a professional folk musician and storyteller. Her Commonwealth speaker presentation is entitled All Stories Are True and Some Have Actually Happened. To learn more about the Pennsylvania Humanities Council and their Commonwealth Speaker Series, you can visit pahumanities.org. pahumanities.org. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a beautiful holiday.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.